U.S. sources say several Dutch government members likely knew about Ukrainian plans to attack the Nord Stream pipelines. They say that the Dutch Military Intelligence and Security Service, or MIVD, informed the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency about the sabotage plan shortly before the explosion of the Nord Stream pipelines in the Baltic Sea. It has led to political pressure on the recently elected government of former intelligence chief Dick Schoof. The largest party supporting the cabinet, the Anti-Islam Party for Freedom, the PVV, and others demanded to know who knew about the sabotage plans. Mark Rutte, who was prime minister at the time and will soon be NATO's secretary general, previously shrugged off suggestions of possible US and Ukrainian involvement in the explosion during a turbulent parliamentary debate.
Ja, dat het echt onzin is, dus.
Yeah, this is nonsense, Rutte told legislator Thierry Baudet. But you know that yourself. I don't want to address that issue. It's time to go to bed. However, well-informed sources say several ministers, including the then prime minister, must have known about the MIVD findings about Nord Stream. Outspoken PVV party leader Geert Wilders now insists on reconsidering the Dutch relationship with Ukraine, which is likely creating tensions within the coalition government. The Netherlands was among the first countries to send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. While the debate continues in the Netherlands, German state prosecutors have issued an arrest warrant for a Ukrainian diving instructor who was allegedly involved in the attack. He is accused of being part of a team of experienced Ukrainian divers who hired a German yacht in September 2022. Investigators say they sailed out into the Baltic Sea and planted the explosives, blowing up three of the four Nord Stream pipelines. Informed and pressured by Washington, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reportedly ordered an end to the operation, but by that time, it was too late, as the explosives were allegedly already on the way. Russia's deputy ambassador to the United Nations, Dmitry Polyansky, has his doubts.
We had a very vivid discussion right now in the consultation room of the Security Council, and it looks like those who drafted them were initially making up a scenario of a Hollywood blockbuster. And only a child or a very naive person can believe that three amateur divers are behind this blast. So those who promote this fairy tale want to create a smokescreen around confessions of US top officials in the sabotage of the Nord Stream, which are widely known. Actually, only one thing is clear. Germany has important information about this terrorist act, which it shares with journalists, but conceals from the Security Council.
In the Netherlands, critics such as the Eurosceptic Forum for Democracy Party share his concerns. They view the war between Russia and Ukraine as a broader battle between the US-led NATO military alliance and Moscow. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.